the gospel. It's on a gravestone.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on effective witnessing called Why Won't They Listen? Well, Ken, that's intriguing. Did someone actually put the salvation message on a tombstone?
Over the years, I've heard of all sorts of creative ways to spread the message of creation and the gospel, but this one probably beats them all. A widow in Wisconsin wanted her husband's death to be a means of reaching people with the gospel, but she said, "I couldn't put the entire gospel on his gravestone." So she decided to point them to a place where they could easily read the gospel in a relevant modern setting. And think about it, almost all libraries now have internet access. So, on her husband's gravestone, she's put two birthdays, one for his physical birth and one for his spiritual birth. Then under these dates is our web address of Answers in Genesis, which proclaims a gospel, of course, in very clear terms and defends the authority of the Bible. She told us, "I wanted something that might cause people to actually look up how to be born again and why it's necessary, because the Bible's totally true." And that's how a gospel-proclaiming website came to be on a gravestone in Wisconsin.
One of our most effective witnessing tools is Ken Ham's booklet, Where Did Cain Find His Wife? It's one of the most asked questions that non-believers ask of Christians. For the answer to this fascinating question, log on to our website, AnswersRadio.com, and read Ken Ham's free booklet on Cain's wife. That's AnswersRadio.com.